Hey there, welcome to the Creative Classroom Podcast. I'm your host, John Spencer. I'm a former middle school teacher, current college professor, and I am passionate about seeing teachers transform their classrooms into bastions of creativity and wonder. And so on this show, we explore how to make that happen through examples and strategies and protocols. I interview experts. I share stories about the things that worked for me, but also those big epic fails that I've made along the way. And all because I believe that teachers play a profound role in helping students reach their creative potential. And we often talk about what it means to prepare students for an uncertain, unpredictable world, and what it means to use things like AI ethically along the way, which is what we're going to be talking about this week. It's what we talked about last week as well, or I think the week before. But before that, I want to share that if you have not done so yet, please subscribe to my newsletter. You will find it at the bottom of my website. Go to spencereducation.com. There are also a bunch of free resources. Go to the free resource tab and you'll see that. And if you're interested in having me lead a professional development, click on the speaking tab and you will find all of the information there, including a little form to fill out. And I can send you and your district, your school, whoever, a short little professional development catalog with what I offer, all the logistics, things like that. So again, please check out spencereducation.com. That would be where you can find a lot of the different resources that I offer. And without further ado, let's jump right into this week's episode. AI, the dream, the nightmare, and the space in between. One of my favorite social studies writing prompts requires two separate days to complete. On the first day, students design their own utopia. They begin with the question, what is the ideal society? What values should it be built upon? And from there, they dream up this perfect situation. Students complete a concept map connecting every aspect of society, from transportation to education to energy to entertainment to city planning. Next, they describe a day in the life of this dream society using the five senses to create greater imagery. So that's day one. But then the next day, they begin the second half of the writing prompt. This utopia has now become a dystopia. The dream is now a nightmare. So what happened? What is it like to live in this society? What were the hidden weaknesses of the system, structures, and values embedded in that initial idea? And what happens when we take a good idea and move it to an illogical extreme? Now, while I designed this as a social studies teacher doing a thought experiment, I actually think that the same process can apply to our dream scenarios in education. In many ways, AI represents a kind of educational utopia. Instant feedback, personalized instruction, limitless access to information. But just like those student-created worlds, our idealized version of AI has cracks beneath the surface, and we should probably explore them. At the same time, I think it's important to recognize that we have this glut of dystopian narratives about the danger of AI as well. From the Terminator to the Matrix to Ex Machina, you get the idea. Our culture treats AI as this inevitable descent into a dystopian future. Machines rise up, humans lose control, and the technology we create makes life worse. It ends up erasing the very things that make us human. And it's important to recognize that these stories, they carry important warnings, but they can also push us toward a new kind of dystopian dream of complete AI rejection. And often they cause us to zone in on key dangers that then push us to overcorrect. And I see this all the time. So Blade Runner and the Terminator lead us to create machines that are pro-social, but they actually become too positive and they fail to provide necessary corrective feedback when people use prompts. In this vision, schools become untouched sanctuaries, sealed off from the algorithms and automation. But that version can slip into its own dystopia as well, one where students are unprepared for the world they're actually going to live in, where fear replaces curiosity, and where learning becomes nostalgic rather than, I don't know, transformative. I mention all of this because I recently led an all-day AI workshop with secondary teachers. They actually spent 20 minutes in teams creating their own dream scenarios. I didn't call it a utopia. And it was based on their beliefs around AI. What's their dream scenario of education with or without AI? So they were put into teams that either rejected or embraced AI, and then they shared their utopian ideal. And then afterwards, they analyze what might cause their dream to become a nightmare. Together, we discussed how the real opportunity isn't about creating a perfect system powered by AI. It's about asking deeper questions. How might AI make learning more human? How might it help students think more deeply, not just work more efficiently? In other words, we were able to discuss through the lens of story how we could avoid both the extreme of the lock it and block it approach and the techno-futurism. So the question then isn't whether AI will shape learning, but how deeply it will shape thinking. Between the dream of effortless perfection and the fear of total collapse lies a quieter, I think, more human possibility. It's the chance, albeit messy, to use AI as a tool for deeper learning. So given this reality, the challenge for educators is to design learning experiences where AI doesn't replace curiosity or struggle, but helps students go further into both. What if AI didn't just save time, but actually led to deeper thinking? So we live in an era of rapid change. Technology is moving at a breakneck speed, and our lives feel more crowded than ever. We can access rapid-fire video on multiple apps and stream on-demand shows on multiple platforms. It's no surprise, then, that the number one thing I hear when I ask someone how they're doing is the short answer, busy. This hurried pace is a broader cultural trend, but teachers are feeling it more acutely than many other professions. Every shift in the technology, every new expectation, every time-saving innovation seems to add yet another layer of urgency instead of relief. The role of the teacher continues to expand beyond teaching and learning and into zones once owned by specialists, counselors, curriculum designers, etc. We keep piling more and more onto teachers' plates. New standards for an already packed curriculum map, new unfunded policies and mandates and initiatives. Even the most dedicated educators feel stretched to the edge of what's possible. I see this all the time. So, given this reality, many teachers have looked to AI as a time-saving device. That rubric that once took an hour to make, well, I can revise an AI-generated rubric in 5 minutes. And it's good, really, really good. That newsletter that used to take 2 hours to write, well, let's use AI to craft a new one that can then be differentiated for parental preferences. So a short just the facts version, a typical version, and a more detailed version. That station rotation activity, let's design it complete with handouts and instructions and leveled readers in half an hour. Students are feeling the same pressure culturally to move faster. Many of them spend hours completing homework while participating in regimented after-school activities. And suddenly AI arrives as a way to save time and to take shortcuts. On the surface, it makes sense. AI tools offer instant feedback, personalized support, and quicker answers that can genuinely help students learn more efficiently. We need to admit that and probably even celebrate it. And when the curriculum map is moving so quickly, this instant feedback and quick tutoring, well, it can make a huge difference. But there's a cost. When students rely on AI to do the thinking for them, they miss the slow struggle that builds understanding. Over time, that convenience can lead to cognitive atrophy, where curiosity fades and the learning becomes something to complete rather than something to explore. In its worst iteration, students end up using AI to do all of the thinking for them, and they often offload the work entirely. You end up with, well, cheating. However, we can also take a different approach, and this one focuses on deeper learning. Here, students engage in deeper problem solving that leads to mastery. They focus on meaning rather than speed and output. They engage in deeper curiosity and critical thinking. In other words, they use AI in a way that gives them the depth advantage for the rest of their life. So what does this look like? It really begins with something called co-agency. Co-agency means we are not outsourcing our thinking, but partnering with it. Ethan Mollick describes two main approaches to this relationship. He talks about the Centaur approach, which I've mentioned before, which treats AI like a teammate. The human and the machine divide up tasks based on their strengths, alternating between intuition and computation. But there's a second approach, the cyborg approach. And this takes it a step further. It is fully integrated, where the human and machine blend together in real time. In this model, the AI does not replace creativity or judgment. Instead, it extends it. We remain the authors, the composers, the teachers, but with an extra layer of insight or speed or perspective along the way. The challenge is to stay grounded in our humanity while still exploring that what this partnership can make possible. Deeper learning with AI requires internal friction in this co-agency process. It involves doing unpleasant but important tasks. It focuses less on efficiency and more on extended learning. It means designing moments where students wrestle with ideas instead of just rushing to answers. When AI can instantly summarize, explain, generate, you get the idea. The teacher's role shifts from delivering information to creating conditions for both curiosity and productive struggle. Students might use AI to test their understanding, to compare interpretations, or to revise their reasoning. But they still have to think and question and decide and create. In this way, AI becomes less of a shortcut and more of a mirror that reflects how well the students can apply, adapt, and extend what they know. But this requires students to really view AI as a thinking partner. I really struggle with this idea of AI as a thinking partner because I want to be really clear. Machines don't think. They generate scripts, and that's not the same. They aren't intelligent. They simply generate responses using predictive analytics. An LLM mimics the human brain, but it is not sentient, intelligent, or affective. AI cannot understand or feel anything. It can generate questions, but it can't be curious. It doesn't wonder. So in a sense, AI is a tool, but not a thinking partner. And yet, there is a value in viewing AI as a thinking partner, in treating this as a metaphor, because it captures how AI can extend and challenge human reasoning even without genuinely understanding anything itself. When we treat AI as a thinking partner, we are really using it as a reflective surface that pushes our own thinking forward. The goal is not to share cognition with a machine, but to use its responses as prompts for deeper human thought. When we use AI as a thought partner, we improve our metacognition. In other words, for students, they figure out, what do I know, what do I not know, and what do I need to do next? It can also strengthen a sense of student agency, where students use it in a slower and more intentional way. They can ask better questions, explore new ideas, and take more of a sense of ownership in their learning as they move from compliance to engagement to empowerment. A student might use AI to clarify a confusing concept or to plan a project timeline. They might use it to get feedback revising their work. The teacher's role here is to guide these choices, but not to script it out for our students. When students learn how to use AI as a tool for curiosity and reflection, they begin to see themselves as active creators rather than just passive receivers of knowledge. So what does that look like? I'm going to share a couple different ideas here. Using AI for deeper inquiry. AI can be a powerful tool for inquiry when students use it to spark curiosity rather than just finding quick answers. It often starts by asking questions and follow-up questions, and one of my best ways of doing this, or one of my favorite ways, I should say, is through prompt engineering. Now, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this, but there is a prompt engineering lesson plan that you can download from my website, and it walks students through this prompt engineering process called the FACT cycle: formulate a question, acquire an AI tool, create context for the AI, that's where you use what's called a RAFT, type the prompt, and then scrutinize the results. So FACTS, so F-A-C-T-S, FACTS cycle. Here, students might ask questions that help clarify a misconception they have about a mathematical concept. They could interview a historical figure, like a woman who lived in ancient Egypt. They might even use an AI chatbot as the starting place for what we call the Wonder Day project, which, guess what? You can also, sorry, I just bumped the microphone. You can also download on my website as well. And both the FACT cycle and the Wonder Day project are 100% free. But I want to be clear, that's only one element of inquiry. If students want to develop deeper curiosity with AI, they can ask a chatbot to challenge their assumptions, offer counterarguments, or reveal perspectives that they themselves may not have considered. Here it becomes a way to explore ideas more deeply. So it's basically saying, critique my ideas. At the same time, students also need to spend time analyzing the answers that generative AI produces. LLMs are going to have hallucinations where they make up inaccurate information. This can be mitigated, I think, by using tools like ConsenSys. It's one of my favorite ones out there. I am not paid by ConsenSys. I want to be very clear. But there's also going to be bias in the information. And so having them analyze text structure, bias, language, factual accuracy of the AI-generated information that they have can be a really powerful way to continue that curiosity. At the same time, students also need to spend time really engaging in that curiosity away from the AI. So there's nothing wrong with saying, look, we're using it for this component, but now we're gonna go AI-free and not even touch it for a while. We can also use AI for deeper studying. One of my favorite uses is focused on metacognition, and it's where, you know, the directions for students would go like this: make a T-chart of everything you know and don't know about what you have been learning in class, provide AI with a prompt asking it to analyze your work, be sure to give it a RAFT, and to ask it for trends in a chart of what you know and what you don't know, compare your T-chart to the chart from the AI, and then identify five items you want to learn, ask for an informational text on the first item from that list, and then engage in a Q&A. Then once you have a solid understanding, do a multiple choice Q&A back and forth where it tests you. So maybe not a Q&A, but it tests you and then you give an answer. Every time you get an incorrect answer, have it give an explanation of why you were incorrect and allow for a conversation back and forth with the chatbot. And then move to item number two, and then number three, number four, number five. So it becomes this tool for deep studying. We can also use AI as a tool for deeper problem solving. I've talked before about the notion of creativity being necessary for what we call wicked problems. And if you're picturing the musical, then you are a person of my own style, because I cannot hear Wicked without thinking about Elphaba and then singing a bunch of musical songs. Well, all songs are musical, but songs from musicals in my head. But what we actually mean by wicked problems has nothing to do with any of the characters on the movie, or the much better, but also the movie was good, but the much better Broadway show. We're talking about problems where the solutions are imperfect and often lead to new problems. These problems require human wisdom and deep contextual understanding. They often involve empathy. In other words, they're the kinds of problems that require human skills in an age of smart machines. And that's where AI can be really helpful. You can run simulations where students come up with a solution and then they find out the unintended consequences. They could do peace negotiation simulations, debates over economic policies, things like that. And the goal is that they really start thinking like historians, economists, civic leaders, rather than just test takers. In math and engineering, students can use AI to design bridges or rockets or roller coasters, things like that. And through trial and error, the AI simulations give them active feedback on what they're doing. I want to be clear. In this area, we are still in the early stages of deeper simulations, but we're going to see a lot more of this type of AI. And it's one of the rare moments where I would say we're going from AI resistance, which is sometimes necessary to retain our humanity, right? Or AI assisted, which is also necessary, but sometimes we choose not to use it. And this is where AI assisted learning is like scaffolds and supports, or even AI integrated, which is what I just described with the curiosity scenario, to something truly AI driven, where you can't do this task without the use of the AI. It's transformative in the learning. It's reimagining what you're doing. And then the final idea for deeper learning is deeper feedback and reflection. As mentioned before, I talked about the role of metacognition. And one of the ways that we can do this is using AI as a metacognitive coach. So here's what happens. Students start by sharing an initial goal that they have. They then ask AI for the feedback on the goal using a SMART goal approach. And then they use AI to take the goals and break it down into a plan, into specific tasks, into to-do lists, and then to function as a daily coach, asking them about their goals, their use of time, things like that, to help them stay focused and to learn and to grow and to improve in their metacognition. Another option might be for students to ask for specific feedback. So they use AI to ask feedback on their work, on their problems, on their writing, whatever it may be. They can create simulated audiences with multiple avatars that give them feedback, and they can essentially interview a fictional audience. And the goal is to improve that reflection and that metacognition. In the end, these are just a couple of the ways that we can be using AI for deeper learning. It doesn't have to always be a tool for cheating. It can be a tool for learning, and not just for any kind of learning, but for genuinely deeper learning. Hey, thank you so much for listening to this show. Would you do me a favor? If you enjoy this show, would you leave a review on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify or wherever it is that you get your podcast? Also, don't forget to subscribe if you haven't done this yet, and tell a colleague or friend about it. Word of mouth is still one of the best ways for people to find out about podcasts. Again, thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful day, and go out and make something awesome.